No, police conserve water. 4 hours ago, they had another update here. Henderson County is a great place to work, live, and visit, but right now, Henderson County is dealing with one of the worst natural disasters in county history, and at the moment, we cannot manage leisure travelers. However, if you want to come to our county, please come to help and bring supplies. We need non-perishable food, bottled water, baby items, and toiletries. We already went over that. While I agree, Henderson County is a beautiful county. And I guess that's going to be the update for Henderson County. That is everything I had open, folks. Did I miss a county in Western North Carolina? I feel like I did, but please let me know. And a hush came over the crowd, so that means I guess I've done an okay job. Well, folks, I told you it would take an hour, and I think we started about 7:10. It's currently 8:03, so we are 53 minutes into that update. So I'm sure the repeater is warm, along with my 746 here at 100 watts. So with that, folks, once again, my name is Dan. My call sign, Kilowatt 2, Delta Mike Golf. We have been working with Don and G4D, N4SZF, and a few others, along with the Iredell County EOC. Thank you for taking time to listen to me today, and it is my honor and a privilege to help each and every one of you in some way, shape, or form out there in radio land to try to get you the help that you all need and giving you updates as we hear them on the social media, official websites, and local news. So with that, we are going to close this net tonight at we're at nighttime, we're not morning. Okay, so 20:04 hours, we're going to close the net this evening, and we will return the net back, or the repeater back to regular amateur use. And as always, we thank the owner of the repeater for allowing us the voice to help you on such a wonderful repeater. K2DMG signing off for tonight. 73 to all.
Bravo, net control. K2DMG.
Go ahead. Whoever called my call sign, go ahead.
This is Kilo Mike 4, November, India Yankee. Sent you an email about the Candler situation. I do know of 10 or plus people that are needing help of medical and supplies. If you could please check your email, I left you my phone number, and also left you my call sign there. I greatly appreciate it. Got a lot of people looking for those folks.
All right, I'm sure I shut my phone. I didn't shut it off. I just put it on silent for the past hour so we weren't interrupted, but I'll certainly take a look. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and I want to let you know, man, you're doing a great job. I've been listening to you here. I'm in the eastern part of Tennessee, been able to do some relaying and help out where I can. And you're doing a great job. Get some rest. You've been going for days, and if you can't keep your health up, you can't help us.
Now, thank you very much. And, I do want to give a quick note here. I received something in the mail today, and to be honest with you, I didn't expect it as fast as I got it. There's a gentleman that has been listening to us on Broadcastify, and he is in California. And he sent me an email yesterday and said, do you need a recording device? I got this recording device, type thing. If you're interested in getting it so you can record things for this net and transcribe all this, I'll be happy to send you one. And I just want to give a plug to this gentleman if he's listening. His name is Mark Hughes at Boondock Technologies in California. And my gosh, he sent this next day. I got it today. My wife just brought it up as we were doing all those updates there. So, Mark, if you are listening at Boondock Technologies, thank you very, very much. That was nice of you. And we will look into getting that hooked up there. And appreciate that, sir. K2DMG.
Once again, I want to thank you very much for what you're doing. You're making a huge difference, even to people around the world. This is KN4NIY. I'm located in White Pine, Tennessee. I did some HF relaying for you there Sunday, and I've got a nephew that's missing in the area, and trying to help out where I can.
NG4D.
This is N3FFR for health and welfare information out of Burnsville. Can anybody help me out?
Dan, have a good evening. N4EBX Mobile, I'm clear.
Yeah, I talked with the emergency management fire departments out of Burnsville. I'm in Higgins.
Okay, I'm looking for a gentleman. I have his name. Should I pass it on to you?
I can pass it on to the fire department and emergency people when they, and sheriff's department when they come through tomorrow, because they will.
Okay, we've got N5ZOP in Texas looking for a Ray Roddy. That's Romeo Alpha Yankee. Last name Romeo Oscar Delta Delta Yankee in Burnsville.
Okay, I'll write it down. Ray Roddy.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll pass it along.
Okay, the person inquiring is N5ZOP. His name is Mark Davenport in Arlington, Texas.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Thank you, sir. This is N3FFR, Hartford, Tennessee.
KM4NIY with an inquiry.
I don't know if I can help KK4, so go ahead and inquire.
Yeah, this is KM4NIY. Name here is Jim. I'm located in White Pine, Tennessee, and got a nephew in Candler and looking for information. I can get resources together to come that way from where I'm at. I mapped it out, but getting little information out of there and looking for anybody that might be listening that's in Candler that might be able to give me any information.
Anybody in Candler listening? Apparently no one's listening directly in Candler. Relatively is, but he may be interested to check in tomorrow around 9, 10 o'clock. See if anybody else has something else to say, Roger.
At QSY, I copy. I've been listening for days there. I helped do some relays between HS and the 2-meter repeater there Sunday. And Candler is one of those spots. Heard a little bit on the FM radio, the radio stations that have linked together, but not enough to understand exactly how that spot's doing.
I'm afraid it's one of those that got it or didn't kind of thing, depends on which side they hit you on. Good luck to you. Appreciate your effort. Sorry I wasn't able to help.
No problem. You come back to me. That's help enough, knowing that I'm being heard. Thank you very much. KM4NIY. I'm located in White Pine, Tennessee, and I'm directing the repeater from where I'm at. And glad to help where I can, and appreciate everything everybody's doing up there to keep us informed.
Well, you sound real good. Don't know how I sound. I'm on the inside, but you sound real good, Roger. We'll see you tomorrow.
KJ4. Sound good. I've got a 5-5 on you where I'm at, and I can make out what you're hearing, and it seems like ham radios are communications to go with in situations like this. It'd be hard to prove that wrong.
KO4FIA, KI4ZEK.
Go ahead, Lynn. KO4FIA.
I have a message for you from Laura, Marv's daughter. It said, Hi, Lynn. I am Laura. You messaged on behalf of Gary with the ham radio. The message was from my father, Marv. He knows that he can't reach Gary, but he really wanted to ask Gary if anybody they know was killed. He's dying for information. If there's any way you could get this message to Gary and ask him and let him know, I'd really appreciate it, and thank you very much. And please tell Gary for me as well, if you can reach him.
No deaths locally that I'm aware of. However, there were many downstream of, and you might let him know that, let me think of their names. Hang on a second. Let me think of their names.
Comment. N4DME, November 4th, Delta Mike Echo with a comment.
Stacy calling.
Well, I don't know if I can get through or not. I've been trying for some time. In case anybody out there is wondering or needs to have some welfare traffic pass or anything, go to on Facebook to the United Nations and form information and register to the United Nations Navy. They have their own crew. They've got 15, roughly around 15 crews. They had a perfect dog and everything. So they have their own outfit and resources. So if you have a welfare traffic or need to check on somebody, go to the United States Navy Facebook page and send the information to them.
Okay, Lynn, it's a crate in Annis Bailey's got totally wiped out.
Is that C-R-A-P?
That's correct. He'll know who that is. It even took the their travel trailer that was up on the road above the house.
But they are okay, correct?
No, Creighton Annis has passed away a long time ago, but John and Lisa, who live there now, are okay. I brought them down and showed them their RV, and they took pictures today. And my kayaks are on loan because that's their only connection because the bridge is out.
Roger that.
All that internet stuff would be great, but we do have cell phones, so I will not have to relay anymore. One of my neighbors set up a Skylink, so we have cell phone service, so I don't have to do that anymore. But there's no internet, no power, no nothing like that.
Roger that. Yeah, I think Elon Musk is providing the satellite links to the area, and let's see, Franklin Graham was on an interview, and he said it'd be nice if he'd send them to the churches, because the churches are the ones going out there and finding their people and stuff, and it'd be a good place for a congregating for internet service, so maybe he heard.
Well, I know some EMS, and there's a Silver Line factory over in Irwin that does plastic pipe. You drive on it on the road there on 26, and it goes on for about a mile. There was 50 people in that plant, and when this wall of water came down, it took them.
Everybody accounted for?
They're all gone.
Oh, wow.
KM4LY, I got a little info on Irwin that's close to me.
Is that correct on that Silver Line plant?
Yeah, that is correct. I think that one was rescued. He clung to a semi-truck mirror, and as pipe floated by, the yellow burial pipe, he climbed into it and was able to survive. Many were lost in Irwin, and from what they're reporting and what the witnesses are reporting here in eastern Tennessee, local news, local media, They had probably 10 to 15 minutes before they were overwhelmed.
It was a wall of water that came down us, and it joins the Tow River, and then the two become the Nolichucky. So the volume of water coming out of here is where that all came from, and I really am heartfelt sorrow for the loss over in Irwin, because I love those people.
Yeah, QSL, you all in North Carolina took the brunt of it. Newport, Tennessee, Cosby, Irwin, areas like that. I'm more located there towards the Cosby-Newport side. I'm in a little town of White Pine, and it was just something nobody around here has ever seen. We've got a lot of vehicles that wash through the Hot Springs Del Rio area with North Carolina tags on them in the river, in the debris.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to be a pretty high count. I pray that it's not, but all we can do is pull together and we'll get through it.
Yeah, QSL, understand that. I've got a nephew missing up in your area that I've been working on trying to get in contact with or get some information on. And, man, I tell you, you guys are doing good. The churches, they've really come together. About most of the centers that we're hearing about that we're delivering to here from Eastern Tennessee with supplies, water, and stuff, and we're taking them to churches.
Roger, this is November 4th, Delta Mike Echo, distant measuring equipment. And I was going to tell people earlier, before I got keyed on or whatever, in case anybody's looking for a welfare check or anything, they can go to the United Cajun Navy Facebook page, and I don't know if they've got a form on there or what, but I do know they're doing welfare checks. They have about 15 helos. They've got HRD dogs and all kind of teams working with them on their team, but they are capable of doing welfare checks and search and rescue and everything else under the sun. So if nobody's on here that can do welfare checks, I can redirect you to the United Cajun Navy Facebook page. And I'm sure they've got some information on there as far as welfare checks. And they're pretty, extremely reliable.
Thank you for that information.
No problem. I've worked with this team ever since Hurricane Harvey. They're a great bunch of guys and gals. They've got teams up there in the Asheville area. They've got teams down in South Georgia, up in Kentucky. And they're spread out through this big old pass that this hurricane left. So, but like I was saying, I'm sure the regular EOCs are inundated with welfare checks. But, like I said, this is an extremely reliable team and dependable. And, like I said, you know, I know the team well, and I know a lot of the people on the team. So, I've worked with them for many years. If anybody needs a welfare check or needs to, you know, check on something or whatever the case may be, look them up on Facebook. But it's the United Cajun Navy out of Louisiana.
Thank you for that information. I wrote it down. KI4ZEK.
So, guys, and it's interesting how God can use people and bring them together. And especially in the world we live in, the times we live in, you know, it takes disasters like this to bring people back together from their everyday life. So, but anyway, hope everybody prays for one another and love one another, and hope everybody can do what they can, and hope everybody has a decent night's rest.
KI4ZEK, KO4DBP.
bed, Mr. Williams.
Hey, Mr. Lynn, just checking in with you. We still in the dark over here, but doing well. We got supplies. But, yeah, just kind of bored sitting here. I figured I'd keep the radio on for a little bit, check in. See how everyone was.
Was well here. My phone's been ringing off the hook all day. It's been helping to check on people and family members and things like that. So, yeah, it's been a busy day.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I helped out a couple people that needed information passed myself. So I've been trying, like the other gentleman just said, you know, takes the community. And sending prayers to everyone. Like I said, we were lucky here. I tell you, we were real lucky. We didn't have anything, we didn't have any damage or anything except for power being out and water being out for a little while, but, you know, we could have had it a lot worse than some people, you know, like most people up there have. I've been watching videos and stuff out of coming out of Chimney Rock and Lake Lure area. Man, it's bad up there.
KQ4 GIA comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Hey, I was on there Saturday and Sunday a bit, helping doing some welfare calls. But the guy, I don't know who he was, was on this repeater all weekend. He was an Iron Man, and my hat's off to him. I don't know who he was, but yeah, he was Iron Man, and I don't know how he done it, but he done a heck of a job. I just want to. If anybody knows him, tell him KQ4GIA said thank you. Back to y'all.
I agree 100%, and I got to see his face today because he was on Channel 3 News talking about the events and everything, so that was good. I know what he looks like, and yeah, my hat's off to him too, and the people that helped him. Those guys over in Lauderdale County did a great job.
They really did. They did a real good job. And I want to give a shout out to the Lenore crew. The Lenore repeater have been doing a lot of good work for the Caldwell and Alexander and the Boone area. They've been doing a lot of work down there too. So yeah, ham radio is really showed its worth, and I'm glad that it's getting recognition.
I think the Marion Club was doing wellness checks on people today. Members going out and checking on people and stuff. I think they spent the whole day doing that, so hats off to them as well. Speaking of the Marion Club, we're about ready to have a net, guys. If you want to join us, come to the 146985 repeater and join the net here in the next minute. Cam for DNX.
DNX, I got a gentleman. I'll bring it out. I'll go down and check on the net. There's a gentleman coming to Marion tomorrow looking for see if anyone had a spare rubber duck antenna. Let me see if I can find that post real quick. It was on the Mount Mitchell Facebook page. And I told him that, you know, someone from the Marion Club probably could help him out, but I didn't have any contact info.
You can direct him to the club down there. The club is actually just right next to the courthouse, 29th State Street. Was it State Street or no? I can't remember the address now. It's right on East Main Street. And I think it's 29th State Street, if I'm not mistaken, or Garden Street. But it's as you're going down the hill from the courthouse, it's on the left.
Okay, yeah, his name was Thomas Willis. He said, does anyone in Marion have a spare rubber duck antenna to sell that would fit a Kenwood THF6? I'll be downtown Marion all day tomorrow. So I'll put in there that you can go down to the clubhouse and someone should be there.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. Like I said, I'm sure somebody can dig up an antenna for something. If not, then tell them to get a hold of me, KM4DNX. I probably have a spare one, too. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah, they're starting the net now, guys. I'm going to queue. That's why I came for DNX. Take care.
Hey, Lynn, do you have that repeater info for that repeater? I don't have it in this handheld.
Oh, for the Marion repeater?
Yeah.
Give me a second. It's 146.985 negative deep, and let me see what the tone is. Give me a second.
118.8, Len. K4, if you will.
Thank you, Sully. Did you get that, William?
Got 146.985 negative offset, PL tone at 118.8.
That is correct.
Alright, I'm
going
to QSY down there and check in with those guys.
KM4FIA, KI4ZEK.
Go ahead, Lynn. Really, what destroyed the rock house of Mars was.